We continue reading the prophet Isaiah, coming today to Isaiah chapter 33, which is found in your pew Bible on page 754. And what is, on the one hand, a very ugly chapter, Isaiah is going to talk plainly about the evil in the world and the oppressors and the conquerors and the destroyers and how arrogant they are and the betrayals they do. He'll have descriptions about that. In the midst of that, it's also a very beautiful chapter because he speaks about the reign of a Savior who is coming. I love verse 17, particularly in the midst of a scene of wickedness and oppression. He writes, "Your eyes will behold the King in His glory." It's really the gospel in a nutshell. We are oppressed by the powers of sin. We ourselves are sinners of guilt, of misery, of bondage, of Satan. What would we do? We think of places in the world today where the church is right under the boot of Satan, it seems. And the betrayal and the gloating is right there. There is a Savior. He has come now. He is reigning. He will return in glory. This chapter declares not only the forgiveness of our sins, but salvation by a King who comes. And when He comes, He will come in His beauty. Well, let's give ear to the reading of Isaiah chapter 33. This is God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. "Ah, you destroyer, who yourself have not been destroyed, you traitor, whom none has betrayed. When you have ceased to destroy, you will be destroyed. And when you have finished betraying, then they will betray you. O Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for you. Be our arm every morning, our salvation in the time of trouble. At the tumultuous noise, peoples flee. When you lift yourself up, nations are scattered, and your spoil is gathered as the caterpillar gathers. As locusts leap, it is leapt upon. The Lord is exalted, for He dwells on high. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness, and He will be the stability of your times, abundance of salvation, wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is Zion's treasure. Behold, their heroes cry in the streets. The envoys of peace weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The traveler ceases. Covenants are broken. Cities are despised. There is no regard for man. The land mourns and languishes. Lebanon is confounded and withers away. Sharon is like a desert, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their leaves. Now I will arise, says the Lord. Now I will lift myself up. Now I will be exalted. You conceive chaff. You give birth to stubble. Your breath is a fire that will consume you, and the peoples will be burned as if to lime, like thorns cut down that are burned in the fire. Hear, you who are far off, what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Trembling has seized the godless. Who among us can dwell with the consuming fire? Who among us can dwell with everlasting burnings? He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, who despises the gain of oppressions, who shakes his hands lest they hold a bribe, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking on evil, he will dwell on the heights. His place of defense will be the fortresses of rocks. His bread will be given him. His water will be sure. Your eyes will behold the King in His beauty. They will see a land that stretches afar. Your heart will muse on the terror. Where is he who counted? Where is he who weighed the tribute? Where is he who counted the towers? You will see no more the insolent people, the people of an obscure speech that you cannot comprehend, stammering in a tongue you cannot understand. Behold Zion, the city of our appointed feast. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, an untroubled habitation, an immovable tent whose stakes will never be plucked up, nor will any of its cords be broken. But there the Lord in majesty will be for us a place of broad rivers and streams, where no galley with oars can go, no majestic ship can pass. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our King. He will save us. Your cords hang loose, but they cannot hold the mast firm in its place or keep the sail spread out. Then prey and spoil in abundance will be divided. Even the lame will take the prey. And no inhabitant will say, I am sick. The people who dwell there will be forgiven their iniquity. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.